Connection is a healthy and essential aspect of our daily lives. From a warm hug after a hard day to kind words just when we need them, these gentle moments give us an understanding of life's true meaning. But when the ability to connect is interrupted by the hustle of daily life and to-do lists pile up next to the worry of who needs school supplies, sometimes making decisions about our health and the well-being of our loved ones can take a back seat. When it comes to those we care for, vaccines are one of the greatest public health success stories, and along with other measures, are one way to help prevent certain diseases. At Merck, we envision communities where families, healthcare providers, local organizations, and advocates work together. Health equity happens when every person, regardless of age and ethnicity, in every community, has fair access to healthcare, including the vaccines they need. For more information, please visit whyvaccines.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome into Duval Daily, presented by JenJag.com. I'm Jordan DeLugo. Thank you so much for tuning in here on Thursday, July 18th. As I'm recording this, we are about an hour away from the Jaguars dropping their throwback uniforms. Very exciting times in Duval. Training camp kicks off next week. Unbelievable. Right now, Thursday, we're going to get into some training camp battles. We're going to start on the offensive side of the ball and do that today, and then we'll look at the defensive side of the ball either later today or tomorrow whenever we get back in the studio here. But we're going to look at offense, training camp battles, look at some positions that might be up for grabs. It's going to be a fun time. I think that training camp is an exciting time of year, every year for Jags fans and fans around the NFL, just because you're that much closer to football. You're less than a month away from the preseason. You're also only about 40-something days away from regular season kickoff, right? So it is coming hot and heavy. I'm excited for it. So we're going to get into the offensive training camp battles today. If you enjoy the content, please consider liking, subscribing, hitting that notification bell. You can also check out jenjag.com/shop, pick up some new Duval gear, become a channel member here. And did want to do a quick shout out for all of our channel members, Eileen, Cardiac Cats. Cardiac Cats has a great YouTube channel. Go check that out as well. Jackson and Debbie Lynn, thank y'all so much. Also got to plug our new weekly show over on UCF Jaguars channel, Club Jaguar. It's myself, UCF Jaguar, and Jason from Jaguars United. Our first episode was last night. That show is going to drop every week. It's going to be live Wednesday at 8:30 p.m. for the rest of the season. Obviously, the season hasn't started yet, but getting into training camp, that's pretty much the start of the season, right? So, go check that out on UCF Jaguars channel every Wednesday, 8:30 p.m. You can also watch the replay if you miss it. You can watch last night's show. We talked about the entire offseason, stadium, uniforms, all that fun stuff. Check it out. But getting into these offensive position battles, I think that overall, there's not like a ton of intrigue in the starting lineup. You're locked in a lot of positions. You have a lot of returning starters. But I do think there's a possibility that Walker Little pushes Cam Robinson at left tackle. I would not predict Walker Little to be the starting left tackle in week one. I wouldn't. I would predict it to be Cam Robinson. Robinson and Walker Little were both second-round picks, but Cam Robinson has been in the league a little bit longer, has been with the Jaguars for longer, has been the Jaguars' starting left tackle his entire career. Now, he's missed a lot of time with injury, but he's a good pass blocker. Like, this is a guy that brings energy, brings a little bit of nastiness to the offensive line, and again, he's a very efficient pass blocker, great size, great length, and a player who has good athleticism as well. And then you talk about Walker Little. He, again, second-round pick, just like Cam Robinson. A guy who, when he's been on the field filling in for Cam Robinson, because Cam Robinson has missed a lot of time with injury and suspension last year, he's been good. A guy who's going into the final year of his rookie deal. Cam Robinson's going into the final year of his latest contract with the Jaguars, signed a couple years ago. So really interesting to see not only who's starting week one, which again, I believe will be Cam Robinson, but how does this season play out for these two tackles? And are either of them on the Jaguars roster in 2025? Like, if I was running things, I would be making sure to prioritize Walker Little. I think that he will be cheaper. I think that he's someone who, quite frankly, is younger and cheaper and similar in terms of the pass protection. I think given more opportunity to really get on the field, Walker Little would show out. I like both players. Like I said, I think Cam Robinson will be the starter week one, but it will be interesting to watch and see how that kind of plays out. And of course, over the last couple years, several years, whoever is that OT3 or backup left tackle, they end up seeing the field. So I think you'll see both of these guys in 2024 for the Jacksonville Jaguars, but it's going to be interesting to see. Now, that's really the only starting position up for grabs, in my opinion. That is. But I do think QB2 is interesting. Mac Jones and C.J. Beathard. C.J. Beathard has been the backup for the Jaguars the last couple years. A great sounding board friend, mentor for Trevor Lawrence. Mac Jones, in my opinion, it's his job to lose as QB2. The Jaguars traded a 6th-round pick for him. He's young. He is in the final year of his rookie deal. So I think the Jaguars are kind of banking on him coming in and elevating the back end of the room. And I think they're going to try to keep C.J. Beathard around on the practice squad as well. But I think Mac Jones, former 1st-round pick from Jacksonville, rough couple years in New England with Mac Jones had some faults, right? But that was about as putrid as an offensive foundation as you could possibly have, right? With a bunch of guys that have never been offensive coaches, offensive coordinators, trying to run that offense the last couple years. The receiving talent overall around Mac Jones, not strong. So
why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I think it's a good reset for him here in Jacksonville. I think it'll be good to see him. And he brings a lot of fun energy to the practice field as well. But I think Mac Jones will be the QB2. It'll be interesting to see how it plays out. Wide receiver 6. I think Christian Kirk, Gabe Davis, Brian Thomas Jr., Devin Duvernay are all lead pipe locks, obviously, for this football team. Parker Washington, I think, is also pretty much locked in. I think something shocking would have to happen throughout training camp for Parker Washington to not make the football team. Who else makes it, right? You've got Tim Jones, who's always competing as a great special teamer. But I honestly think at some point, as Murray's going wild, there must be a dog walking by. You need a receiver who, if you have multiple injuries at the position, can get on the field and actually do something for your football team. And when you look at roster construction, is Tim Jones a player that if you decide to waive and try to stash on your practice squad, that you're not going to be able to do that, that someone else is going to pick him up? I don't think so. So I think you can keep Tim Jones around in the building, in the system, while not keeping him on the active roster. So I'm looking at Elijah Cooks, who made the team last year as like the 7th wide receiver. I don't think they're going to keep 7 this year. I think that there's just too much depth needed elsewhere. But Elijah Cooks, he's big, he's strong, he has great hands, can go up and get the football. I'm excited to see how he performs in training camp this year. He really took off in training camp in the preseason for the Jaguars last year as a rookie. Joshua Cephas, an undrafted free agent out of UTSA, he has a very balanced football game for an undrafted free agent. Like, I thought he should have been drafted. I thought he should have been drafted early day three. I think that's the type of football player he is. But you look at the depth of the wide receiver position in the draft every year, you look at coming out of a small school, and the fact that he did not run a fast 40-yard dash, I think those factors are what led to Joshua Cephas not getting drafted. But he's explosive off the line of scrimmage. He's a good route runner. I think he can throttle up and down. He's got good size and length overall. I'm excited to see him. He's done well so far. And then Seth Williams, who is a monster out there. He's a huge receiver. Denzel Mims is in town too. He's on the 90-man roster. How does that play out? Going to be really interesting to see Denzel Mims out there for the Jaguars. Honestly, don't think that running back 2 is up for grabs. I think that that job is going to be Tank Bigsby's. But De'Ernest Johnson is a good football player. He is. But Tank Bigsby, I think he's just too talented. I think the Jaguars spent a third-round pick on him last year, obviously, and they're going to want to see the most that they can out of Tank Bigsby. And I think that he's going to show out in year 2. Talented football player. Tight end 2. Brenton Strange, Luke Farrell. Last year, Luke Farrell outsnapped the rookie Brenton Strange, 2nd-round pick last year. Those two day 2 picks from 2023 looking really interesting at this point. Luke Farrell is going into the final year of his deal. Brenton Strange, obviously, in year 2. Can Brenton Strange take that next step and be the Jaguars tight end 2 behind Evan Engram? The guy that when you want to get someone on the field to block, when you want to get 2 tight end sets out there, can Brenton Strange be the guy? Luke Farrell outsnapped him last year. Not by a wide, wide margin. I think Luke Farrell had about 400-something snaps. Brenton Strange had 300-something. Can Brenton Strange prove that he's a better football player than Luke Farrell? To this point, we haven't seen it. He is more explosive. He's more athletic. He's more dynamic. I think he has a little bit more nastiness in him. Like, there's times where he can absolutely rock someone, right, as a blocker in space. Can Brenton Strange be the guy for the Jaguars this year that can really make an impact as a tight end too? I think that's going to be interesting. I think they're in a good situation with their backup tight ends because, like, Luke Farrell's no slouch. This is a good football player, talented football player. And then my final question on offense here, should Luke Fortner be a lock to make the roster? I don't think he should be. You know, obviously based off draft pedigree, a former day 2 pick by the Jaguars just a couple years ago, but this is a guy that needs to earn a spot in my opinion. And I was a fan of the draft pick at the time. I think he's a good dude, really smart. I think he had an adequate rookie year, took a step backwards last year. He needs to prove that he belongs here, in my opinion. I really think that. Because if there's an injury at center and you have to put someone in there, should Luke Fortner be that guy? If not, he probably doesn't belong on the roster. because you've got guys with versatility on the interior that could potentially do that for you at a higher level than what you saw last year. So he's got to take a step forward. Really appreciate y'all tuning in. Throwback uniforms, they're going to be dropped here in the next hour. So be on the lookout for that. Maybe y'all go down to the pro shop at the stadium, pick up some new swag. Really appreciate y'all tuning in. If you enjoy the content, please like, subscribe, hit that notification bell. You can also check out jinjag.com/shop, pick up some new Duval gear, become a channel member right here on YouTube. Y'all have a good one.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.